What's up, everybody? Vintage Sports Internet News. You know your host, Jay Lamont. Let's get it cracking, man. We're going to talk about some basketball. You all want to hit on some of this football? Because, man, Mahomes just cracking up. We're going to get on some boxing, man. Day of reckoning. Or should I say the day of heckling? Is it why you call it the day of heckling? Well, you'll find out. So let's get it on, man. Vintage Sports Internet News. Let me give my shout outs real quick. We're going to give a shout out to the Gambia. Thank you, Gambia, for checking us out. Yeah, the Gambia had a day full of Vintage Sports Internet News. My man Omar from the Gambia, my man Mustafa from the Gambia, and my man Al Haji. From the Gambia. Yeah, they had their day checking out the old man. And yeah, I want to thank you guys for checking out the the podcast. But I gotta say, Germany's still holding down the fort. Excuse me. Yeah, Germany's still coming in first. So yeah, and Brazil, thank you for coming in. Rio de Janeiro. Excuse me. They all coming in. I don't know. I got something in my throat. But let's get it on. Let's talk about it. Day of reckoning. Day of heckling. And then we'll try to get a little basketball in. But let's talk about my man, Jarrell Big Baby Miller. Yeah, he was definitely a big baby on the day of heckling. Because you the heckler today. You getting heckled, man. And if my man Dubois is listening, because I know he not listening to the Vintage Sports Internet News, is he? Is he listening? If he's not listening, somebody send him a clip of this, because, man, it's his day today. Daniel Dubois, I take my hat off to you, man. You the man. You put on a boxing clinic. And they said that, his career was in the brink of, being over. Yeah, they said Daniel Dubois, his career was on the brink, excuse me, of being over. But he came and pulled it out. The man put on a boxing clinic. I mean, he kept that jab in Jarrell Miller's face all night long. And I ain't talking about no little light jab. That man had a heavy jab. And I mean, he put it in his face all night long. Then he started throwing them combinations. But let me tell you something, Daniel Dubois. You could have ended it a lot sooner. I mean, from hindsight, from looking at the fight. You could have ended it a lot sooner, man, if you'd have just hit that boy in his big old belly. If you'd have cashed in the early rounds and just, I know you had to throw that jab and you had to keep moving. I understand, because he was putting that pressure on you. He was moving that big old body and them big arms, and you was hitting them arms. But if you'd have cashed in that belly in the first, second, third, fourth round, man, you could have went upstairs and put them combinations on him and ended it a lot sooner, man. You made it a lot harder on yourself. But I understand you had to keep moving. And you kept moving and kept going side to side, but you kept throwing your head in there, man. You kept leading with your head. And that's a big mistake you making, Dubois. Yeah, that's a flaw in your game, because when you meet up with the right heavyweight, you might get knocked out, man, leading with your head like that. Because that right, the real power, man, with a good uppercut, you gone, bro. And Jarrell Miller, he was not accurate. You didn't meet a guy who was accurate. But I still got to give you your props, because you deserve some big fights. You deserve some real good fights. And you put it on, my man. You outboxed him. Put that thing on him, as I say. I do it old school. You put that thing on him, man. And let's get to the Bum Browns Bomber. The Bum Bomber. boy is terrible, man. Y'all know he terrible. I keep telling y'all he a bum and he built his career off fighting bums. When y'all gonna listen to the old man? The man is a bum. He built his career off of fighting bums. That includes Tyson Fury. You heard it right here. I keep telling y'all Tyson Fury is a bum. And Tyson Fury, ring the bell. If y'all send him a clip, and y'all talking about, you won't say that to him in his face. Dare me. Dare me. I'll say it to him in his face. What he gonna do? Knock an old man out? Man, them guys don't scare me, man. They don't scare. See, that's the problem with you youngsters. Y'all be fearful and stuff. And y'all gotta carry weapons and all that stuff. Man, my weapons is my two fists. See, that's how we did it. And you can whoop Tyson Fury? Nope. But I will defend myself with them pity patties that he got. All he do is pity pat. Man, let me tell y'all something. Tyson Fury is a bum. He could beat none of the real world heavyweight champions back in our day. Name one he could beat. I'm waiting. Throwing them pity pat. They didn't pity pat in our day. Them guys didn't pity pat. And none of them guys was big as Tyson Fury. None of them guys was 6'9". And he couldn't beat not one of them. Name one he could beat. Joe couldn't beat Ali. Ali'll dance around that ring and jab him to death and then put them fast combinations on him and knock him out. George Foreman would put that big old jab, but heavy jab on him and put that bolo punch on him and knock him out. Oh yeah. Man, let me tell y'all something. Bum Bronzer, whatever his name is, y'all know what I'm talking about. He built his career off of fighting bums. And then this young generation come talking about, well, he fought Ortiz. Ortiz was an old man when he fought. Wilder was a young man. He's supposed to be the old man. Wilder is a bum. Never could fight. Never could box. All he did was built his record up fighting nobodies. That's all he did. So if he gets in the ring with a real boxer, a real champ, you see he gonna get knocked out. So let me give my props to my man Parker, who I never saw fight before until the other day. Never saw him fight before. So Parker, you get the champ, you get the ring, man. Whatever they give you. Whatever they give you for that day of heckling. But hey, man, I can't slight you, man, because you made him look like he's supposed to look. Only thing I'm mad at you about is you didn't TKO his butt. You should have technically knocked him out. I mean, you knocked him out, but they had to stop it. But you should have put him on his butt. Should have made him see stars for real. He should be waking up today. Yeah, but good fight, Parker. Good fight. And I also got to add this in. The heavyweight division is junk in America. Yeah, I said it. It's junk in America. The Europeans are now claiming the heavyweights are the best because my man Joshua put that thing on Wallen, whoever he is. I don't know any of them guys, man. I know Joshua, and I haven't seen the fight yet because Joshua, to me, disappointed me in all his other fights. He wasn't aggressive enough, and he was so boring in all the other fights, I just refused to watch this one. And announced to me, he was aggressive in this one, is what I heard. I just listened to the comments on the YouTube thing, and they were saying, hey, he was aggressive, and he was throwing them punches, and Yeah, he took my man out. He made my man quit. He made Wallen quit in the corner. And this the one I didn't watch. Come on, Joshua, why you do me like that, man? So hats off to Anthony Joshua, man. He finally, you know, put it together. And he's a gentleman. You know, you got to give him that. Now, he a real gentleman, man. I like Anthony Joshua, man. He brings integrity to the sport, you know, and he's a fighter. He's a boxer, and he brings integrity to the sport. And so, yeah, man, hats off to him. So, yeah, man, that's why I say it was the day of heckling, man, because, you know, it was a bunch of bum fighters fighting. And I'm not talking about Joshua, and I'm not talking about Parker. I'm talking about Jarrell, Big Baby Miller, and Deontay Wilder. Talking all that noise like they the menace to society, and they were a bunch of bums. Those the two I'm talking about. Hats off to Daniel Dubois, Anthony Joshua, and my man Joe Parker. Hats off to them boys. They put on a show. They dominated the Day of Reckoning. And they made it a class act. They made it a class act. And the Saudis put on a good show, which I didn't think they would. They put on a good show. And the Europeans are owning the heavyweight division. Yes, I said it right here until the Americans can bring up some heavyweights. That, come on, Olympics, come on, so we can see who's coming up. Because they a bunch of bums over here. And y'all need to stop riding Deontay Wilder's coattail, talking about he stayed in this chamber too long. They always got these excuses for Wilder. Always got these excuses for him. Every time. He's a bum, y'all. I said it. I ain't gonna say it no more. I know y'all tired of me saying it, but hey, I can't help it. When the guy can't fight, he can't fight. Now let's get to some other sports because, you know, I'm just running out. I'm just running out with these guys. I'm just running out. But hey, man, we got some basketball to talk about because, I mean, it's been rocking and rolling, man, in the No Defense League. The No Defense League is getting more terrible and more terrible as it goes along, man. And then these referees, man, and you got Steve Kerr complaining about the referees. Who would ever think that he would complain about the referees? Now, while he was getting, look, while he was winning and getting all the calls, Draymond's slinging lefts and rights and stomping on folks, he wasn't saying a word. I gotta laugh, y'all. He wasn't saying a word. Quiet as a mouse. But now that he's losing and Draymond is on the, well, I don't know where he is. He need to be out the league. And how do y'all feel about his little suspension? And I said little suspension because they talking about indefinite. But then on the sidelines, they talking about 3 weeks. What the heck is 3 weeks for all the chaos he done caused? Man, what do Draymond got on Silver or whatever his name is? Man, this guy is the worst commissioner. This dude has let the NBA become a joke. Adam Silver, whatever his name is, he has let the NBA become a laughing stock, man. First, you know, the other commissioner, who I think was a really good commissioner, he was just the start of the referees getting out of hand. He was the start of it. But now this guy who's in, he's just, oh man, it's a circus now. It's a circus. For real, only the superstars get the calls, and they getting these little ticky-tacky calls. LeBron can't believe he get a foul called on him. He can't believe it when he get a... Man, come on, man. When the last time you seen a superstar foul out the game? They don't foul. No, know why? Because they don't play defense. They don't play defense. This is the no defense league. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing centers way out on the three-point lane. And you hear the veterans talking about it. I know y'all saying, well, y'all just old and the game done passed y'all by. No, this ain't basketball, man. You got 7'4", 7'5" guys out there shooting the threes, and I'm glad that they skilled like that. That's cool. I ain't mad at that part. I'm glad that they can dribble and come down the lane and go coast to coast. That's cool. I like that part of the game. But just setting up down there in the three-point lane, no, man, you got to be able to do both. That's what Charles Barkley is talking about. You got to be able to do both. Come on, man, you 7'4", 7'5". You got to be able to post up, too. See, sometimes you coaches just go to the extreme, man. Sometimes you guys just go to the extreme. And let's not give these refs, I ain't letting you off the hook. Y'all need to stop it, man. Call the game fair. Call the game fair, man, and stop it with these old ticky-tack fouls and just calling the fouls on guys who you know are just the middle of the road type of guys, or the guys just coming in off the bench. Stop calling the fouls on them guys. Call the fouls on whoever makes a real foul. Call it. And you know, you need to bring the real fans back, because a lot of the real fans have left. You got all of these mediocre fans sitting in the stands now. A lot of the real fans have left, and now you just got your celebrities sitting in there. Some of them don't know the Wilson basketball from the Spalding basketball. So I'm gonna get off of that, and we're gonna talk about the games that are coming up today. But I'm gonna still talk about this Draymond thing till it creaks, because Draymond need to be out of the league. The man he don't have no conscience. 3 weeks is not enough to teach him anything. That man is a narcissist. He doesn't think anything is his fault. He everything is somebody else's fault. But now let's get to the games that'll be coming up today. December 26th, we got the Nets and the Pistons. And man, let me tell you something, man. I think Jock Vaughn is doing a great job with what he's got. Jock Vaughn is a couple of pieces away. Yeah, I'm speaking up for him, because, man, the man, he don't really have the greatest talent in the world. Cam Thomas, that man is doing everything he can, and Dinwiddie is doing, him and Cam Thomas is doing everything they can over there, man, for real. And Mikal Bridges, you know, they doing all they can, man, but they need a really, and Claxton is... He's doing, they not running the offense around Claxton, but they doing the best they can. You got the match, that's coming on at 7 o'clock. I didn't tell y'all. The Nets and the Pistons, they coming on at 7 o'clock tonight. That's going to be on the YES Network. You got the Magic and the Wizards. Yeah, they'll be coming on tonight. And so if you like the Magic, which I do, and if you like the Wizards, which I do, because I like my man Kyle Kuzma. Like my man Kuz, and they need a couple of more pieces because they've been losing like I don't know what. Wizards been losing like what, man? Because they need a couple of more pieces. I mean, Jordan Poole, you know, they sent him over there, but they, you know, they didn't give him no help. Kuzma can't do it by himself. And they coming on at 7 o'clock, and that'll be on Bally Sports Florida. And then you got the Grizzlies and the Pelicans. The Grizzlies and the Pelicans, they'll be coming on at 8 o'clock, and that'll be on Bally Sports New Orleans. Yeah, Grizzlies and the Pelicans, 8 p.m. And, you know, my boy Ja Morant, he's back. So that's going to be pretty good. You got at 8 p.m., the Jazz and the Spurs. The Jazz and the Spurs. And don't let me get to talking about the Spurs, because I think Popovich's time is up. I think Popovich needs to go. I think he's holding Wembanyama back. And I never thought I'd see the day when Popovich would do that. And he's, to me, he's tanking. He's tanking the team. I don't like it. Wembanyama's a one-in-a-lifetime talent. Let the boy loose. Let him loose, man. Stop putting him on the bench like that. He's on the bench more than he's out on the floor. And it's just sad to see. It's just sad to see, man, this NBA of today. Michael Jordan, man, he played sick, man. He played with the flu. These NBA guys of today, man, you see them in dressed in sweatsuits sitting on the bench, man. These fans want to see their players, man. They don't want to see them dressed in sweatsuits sitting on the bench. And they paid their money to see their superstars. NBA is crazy, man. I'm going to give you a couple of more. You got the Hornets and the Clippers coming on at 10:30. And that'll be on the NBA Network. Minnesota and Oklahoma, 8 p.m. Yeah, Bally Sports North. So, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for this edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. If you got something you want me to talk about, man, you know all you got to do is hit that buzzer. Hit the little bell up at the top, man, if you're on your computer. Yeah, man, if it's anything you want me to talk about, man, just let me know, man. I'll run it down to you. But you know I got to give my shout-outs because... hey, man, I was just thrilled that my friends from Africa was able to listen to my podcast, man. That was just a surprise. So, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace.